We're going to talk about Leviticus 8 and 9. Whenever we get to talk about the Bible, it's got to be good news. So Leviticus 8 and 9, very interesting chapter in the sense it focuses on one individual, and that's the high priest. And so we're wanting to primarily, we're not going to read all those verses, hit on a few things, but primarily we're going to look at how the high priest during the days of the law, Moses, and how Jesus, our high priest, how they are similar and how they're different. Because I think that's probably the most important thing we can get out of this study is how things, some things have changed and how some things have stayed the same. Leviticus chapters 8 and 9, and we're just going to hit on a few verses here and there. It starts out, though, Leviticus chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, well, 1 through 3. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as the sin offering, two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting." Something important was about to happen. There's a lot of reasons we understand it's important. First of all, they were going to take all the garments, which we'll talk about in a little bit, the anointing oil.